The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Believe it or not, today is May 13th, 2016, and we are sponsored by Dr. Juan's Essentials, www.docsprefer.com. I think he'll be on a couple weeks from today. He's an awesome guy, good friend of the show, too. Good friend besides the show. Unleash your strength with relentless metabolic endurance through 100% pure, wholesome, organic foods. Athlete's Choice is the only product with the ultimate results you're looking for. Steven Santangelo, he's on here every month. We did a show yesterday. It will be up tomorrow because we have James Fuller on today, and he'll be up Sunday. Wait to hear this show on gardening we did. I am telling you, I don't care if you've never done it. You're going to run out and get some plants, and you're going to be planting this year. So we're going to be starting the M&M Garden Group, and you know my feeling on that. Know what you eat if you want to make some big gains. So you can go out to Primal Creation at AOL.com or on Facebook, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, period, S-A-N-T-A-N-G-E-L-O, period, 75. Also, this is big. For anybody who hasn't heard yet, and I don't know where you've been if you haven't heard about this, we've got, you know what? Let me see if I've got it now. I should have it. We're giving away an 8X club. 21st, we're going to pick the lucky winner, but it cuts off on the 19th, and I believe that was a week from Thursday, yesterday. All you got to do, go out to motivationmuscle.com and click where it says here to find out how you can enter. It's going to take you out to a page /club, okay? It's going to give you all the information about this 8X club. Now, Donnie G. Fardino is a regular here monthly. And I'm going to give you some of the bullet points of this club. It's adjustable from 3.5 to 25 pounds. It's perfect for both two-hand and one-hand club exercises. Great for rehab and heavy rotational power training. There's four videos Tracy put down on the bottom. She does all the work here. She's fabulous. Get in on it. And, you know, if you win this club, I don't care if you're on the show or not, you get to come on and do a show on Motivation and Muscle with Donnie, myself, and whoever wins. So you know what? You got till the 19th. We're going to pick on the 21st. We're going to get a hold of you, and you're going to get a $240 club for Zip. Zip, what do you got to lose? All you got to do is put your first name in and your email address. So come on in to motivationmuscle.com and win a club. Also, the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. That's a free ebook on FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Very simple, very straightforward. Commit and take action. And the two biggest products to date on FiorelloBarbellCo.com is Strength Times Power Equals Success. The Winner's Circle, as we always say here, everything is tested here. No one writes my content. And there are two products that are very reasonably priced you can get into and take it away. That's all I can tell you. I haven't heard any complaints from anybody. And as everybody knows, that's the deal here. We want to furnish you with everything we can, whether it's products or lots of content. There's nobody content rich like us out there. So go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com and take a chance on your life. Well, today we got another good friend here. I enjoyed James. I called James at 5 or 6, and we've been on Skype probably for 45 minutes just talking. And I said, well, we got to get the show going. So we've just started the show. I'm going to give you a little information on James. He's an all-around lifter, a master of the bent press, and he's a grip extraordinaire. And, you know, we're going to have him come in, give a short bio, and just so everybody knows, we're going to talk about a subject, and I love this title. It's going to be called Ruthless Iron. But I want to congratulate him. He just competed last weekend in the all-around lifting for 2016. That's USAWA. He was in the heavyweight division, and he won it. And I've got a thing. He sent me a clip, basically, of it, and it's got all the results in it and, you know, the whole deal. So We're going to get into that because I want him to mention that. I think it's very important that, you know, these guys work hard, man. And if you've seen James out on Facebook, he does some amazing, amazing stuff. Now, I'm just going to read a couple things off, and then we're going to bring him right in. At a body weight of 249, neck lift, 500 pounds. Is that hip? That's H and T is hip and thigh, right, James?
Hand and thigh.
Hand and thigh, I'm sorry. 1,000 pounds. The hip lift, 1510. This guy told, I take it the TOT is your total, right?
Yep.
30-10?
Yep.
Okay. And he got 25-13.5 points. So, James, welcome to the show. Anything I missed, give any bio you want, you know, obviously where they can get a hold of you. And let's talk a little bit about the contest, and then let's get right into Ruthless Iron.
Thanks for having me, Eric. It's always a pleasure. Meet was last Saturday. I'm in the Masters category. I'll be 45 in November. And it was a lot of fun. It's the heavy lifts are just simply heavy support lifts. You just got to get the weight off the ground, and that's it. Just see daylight under that weight. Put it down. It's what a lot of the old-time strongmen used to do, and except they did it more with cars, platforms on a backlift, so on and so forth. And the whole purpose of that was developing those tendons and ligaments. Those old-timers knew your muscles can be strong, but those tendons and ligaments better be strong, too.
That's right.
And that is what I do. If you want to see the video of the meet, if you go to Strongman Archaeology, that's on Facebook. That's the Facebook page I run. You can message me there. I've got it open to the public, so if you want to watch it, whatever you want to do, share it, go ahead. I don't care. I want everyone to know about it. It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Highlight of the meet would be seeing Art Montini at 88 years old
doing
a hip lift with 700 pounds.
Is that insane or what, man? Holy God.
I can't imagine. He's been running a gym since 1947 when he got out of World War II from the Navy.
God bless him.
Yeah.
1947. If that isn't testament to being in shape and want to be a physical superior out there in the world, and I know people don't like that word, but let me tell you, 88 years old, you're doing a hip like that, hip lift like that, you're a physical superior, and that's just the way it is. And I just love all that stuff. Obviously, you know, tell everybody, you know, anybody, and we'll go right from here into the topic, but for anybody that's interested in doing what you're doing, maybe they want to get into it or they've been out of it for a while, or what's the best way? Could they contact you, James, or is there a better way? You know, should they contact the USAWA, or what would be a way someone who wants to get into this could get into it?
You can definitely contact anyone at the USAWA on their website, any of the officials. You can definitely message me on Facebook. I don't, you know, I'll talk to anyone. If I had known 10 years earlier that this was around, I would have started it 10 years earlier. If I'd known it was around 20 years earlier, I would have started 20 years earlier.
Yep.
So, anyone who wants any help, you want help with a one-arm deadlift, a one-arm snatch, an Arthur lift, a hip lift, you know, message me and I can tell you either how to do it or where to go to find out how to do it, you know.
So just go out, they can grab you right on Facebook and get you
absolutely.
That way.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Right to Strongman Archaeology. There's all kinds of videos. That's why I did it, is because there really wasn't a lot of videos on this. So when I put up these videos, it's not me bragging, look what I'm doing. I'm just trying to show people this is out there. It's an option. I put up a lot of meet videos, not just training videos. So I'm getting it passed by 3 judges. So, you know, it's legit. You know, anybody can say that they practice a one-arm snatch. But I've done it in meets, set records in it in meets, national meets, you know, at world-level meets. So, you know, if you want legit experience, anyone can look at an old book from the 1900s, early 1900s, and say, oh, this is how you do a one-arm snatch, and then sell you a CD about how to do the one-arm snatch. I'm not going to sell you anything, but if you want help, I'll be glad to talk to you. I would love to have had me or someone like me to help me out when I was a kid trying to figure this all out.
You sound just like me, man.
Yeah.
But you know, you want me, what the cutting-edge sword is, James?
What's that?
It's good we didn't get the help because we wouldn't be where we are today.
No, I know. Yeah.
You know?
You gotta,
And I got to tell you, I work with kids here. They're okay, but it's funny. My mom said to me one day, because I was a little upset with one person, and you know, you always hear the stuff, well, they're only teenagers. I said, when I was a teenager, I was way more wilder than these kids. And I mean, obviously, we weren't. My parents, even when we had the video stuff, my parents were not people that let you stay in a house. It was like, get your ass outside and play, right?
Yeah.
So we were always involved in sports all the time, organized or not. But I said to her, you know, I'm a little disappointed, and I'm having I was telling James before he went on, there's just some different things, but owning a business and a lot of things, you really change in a lot of ways. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, if you own a business, you're going to probably shake your head and say he's right. And even in guys, you know, James and them are putting in these monster weights and figuring things out, you change. I don't know how to put my finger on it. And my mother said to me like this, she said, Eric, you were just, you, your brothers, your friends you hung around with, you guys are just different, man. You know, you even at a young age, you guys are so dedicated, even when you didn't know what you were doing, you know, and you go down to the Y, and she didn't say ass kick, but we go down there, and those bigger guys would throw us on the ground for being punks, and, you know, we'd get on our bike and ride 7 miles to go to the big premier gym that was hardcore as hell. We didn't care. We never thought of shit like that. So when I'm seeing these kids that were like my age, and I'm not that much old, I mean, you know, I might be about 28 years older than them, and I know people 28. Well, I got news for you. I can still remember that 15-year-old, okay? And I'm like, I wanted to say, get the fucking lead out of your pants and let's go. You know what I mean? Don't lift 6 rocks that go from like 65 pounds to 130 and tell me you're friggin' worn out. See, that we never behaved like that because we would beat each other with sticks, man. So it was like, you know what I mean? It's like, I'm not going to start that. I'm fired enough. All right, let's get right into Ruthless Iron. You want to give me your definition or you want me to start?
Well, I don't know. I don't want to upset too many people, but I definitely have a vision of what Ruthless Iron is.
Upset him, man. I'm in the mood.
Well, you know what? If you come home from school and you've had a bad day, mom or dad might say, oh, it's okay. I'm fine.
Or if you have a bad day at work, maybe your kids or your wife or significant others is going to say, oh, it's all right. It'll be better tomorrow. That iron doesn't give a care. Yeah. And when you don't lift that iron's saying, not today. You know why? Because you're not good enough. You haven't done the work.
Yep.
Come see me when you've done the work.
Yep.
And, you know, things have changed. Values have changed since you and I were kids. Some of it good, some of it not good.
Yep.
But that iron is always like, too bad. See you tomorrow, kid. Good luck. Hope you took the lessons of today. I hope you're frustrated. Frustrated enough to get your thumb out your ass and get it done.
Yep.
And that, to
absolutely,
me, is ruthless iron, is that nobody can give it to you. Nobody can buy it for you. It doesn't matter who your mom and dad is. Doesn't matter what your religion is, color your skin. If you want it, let's see it.
Yep. It's, you know, and that's a lot of on the lines I'm at. Ruthless Iron, to me especially, too, you know, you and I tangled with some very obscure things, very dangerous things, too, that we know they can. I've already had, you know, injury from a stone and things of that nature. But I'll tell you right now, I've always liked things that were pretty rough on me. I always wanted something to push me right against the wall and see, are you going to come back out or are you going to just cower? And when I think of Ruthless Iron, I think about going out in all extreme weather like you do, all right? I think of those cold nights when I'm all by myself, or when I run out of heat and I've got bars sticking to my throat and stones sticking and peeling skin right off my pecs. That's ruthless, man. Whether you've done that to yourself or it's happened because of what you're screwing around with, and you hit it right on the head. Ruthless is this. It's the only sport. I don't care what you throw at me. It's the only sport that, to me, can take you and break you right down to your kneecaps, man. And here's the choice with it. The choice is, and many of us have left it because they couldn't withstand it mentally, but many of us are still standing because of it. And you'll say, well, what do you mean because of it? Because we latched on to it, and no matter what happened to us, there's this inner drive. I was saying this to James before, and I think I said in the beginning with the entrepreneurship and all that. You get to a certain level of things, and there's no turning back. And there's a mechanism, the best way I can explain it to you, and I'll go back to James, and he can tell me how it works for him. There's a mechanism inside me, and I'm not meaning as like a clock mechanism. I'm talking there's something I've created in me, or maybe it was always there, and I just took it and just expanded it by billions, where no matter what happens, I've said on shows, and I've probably said it with James, I've had workouts out there, man, where I swear to God you would think there was two people out there training because of the back and forth chatter, like, you know, you suck and all this shit, or you're having a terrible night. How many of us have on the squat, I'll slam those 45s on so hard. Do you ever catch that fat part of your hand in between the plates and you want to just friggin' scream, all right? And you're like, I've had enough. And I've said this a million times. I got a 95-foot driveway. By the time I'm on the front porch, it's like, I'm not quitting this shit. I'm coming back 2 days from now, and I'm going to rifle it right through the friggin' wall. And I was telling James before we came on, and I'll get right over to you, James. I was saying, you know, I didn't put it up for words of inspiration, but I'll probably put it up tomorrow, and I'll give everybody, well, you'll get it a day ahead of time. I said to James, and I've been thinking a lot about training lately in a different mode. I'll even say more of an intellectual mode, okay, which usually to me it's cut and dry. You go out and bang it away, you know, think about what you got to do, get your vision going, the whole shit and thing. But lately I've been making some changes and going more prehistoric with things. And I was telling him before he came on, I was sitting here yesterday and today and thinking about the workout from Wednesday night. And I was becoming very inspired. Was it the biggest lifts I ever made? No, they weren't. They were respectable, but not big, what I like to do. But I got such a good feeling inside. I got this internal, it was like happiness, man. I was like, you know, I'm going to be going out in another day and a half, and you know, I know what I'm going to do that night, and I'm experimenting with these bench presses with these unorthodox 55-gallon drums. Yes, they are 55-gallon drums, too. Unorthodox, filling it with all kinds of steel, and then going and taking a big monster 2-inch dumbbell handle and with this piece we built and putting it in the power rack and pressing that right after that, you know, from the middle of my forehead with 100 pounds, and then going back and doing it again. And I got to tell you, you want to talk about a good feeling. And you know what happens when you create good feelings? Everything else in your life starts flowing. You start thinking about the business or your girlfriend or your wife or that 458 redhead Ferrari I want. All right? I'm telling you right now, sit down and start thinking about it. And no matter what happened in that workout, your mind and body are going to pick out all the good shit. Try it. I'm telling you it works. What do you think about that, sir?
I think about when you're talking about frustration, Bob Peoples, who was an early coach for Paul Anderson, he was deadlifting 725 at 181 in the 50s without a belt.
Yep. Without a belt.
Without a belt. Yep. And he would get mad. He lived on a hill. He would, and he had, now, talk about dedication. He needed a gym. So he lived on rock on a hill. He went down and he carved out an entire place for him to work out under the house out of rock.
Yep.
So when you see the pictures, you can see where he has taken the hammer and chisel and carved out the rock. So just to make the gym, just to work out, talk about dedication, talk about commitment. Any idiot can sign up at a gym. But to make your own shrine of strength under your house. He would get mad, and he did this various times. He would get so frustrated with his progress, he would take all of his equipment out of the gym and throw it down to the hill into the brook.
Yeah.
And he had done that many times. Yep. And each time, after a week, maybe two, and he walked down the hill, grab all of his equipment, and walk in and put his gym back together.
Yep.
If you don't, I don't know, I like with relationships.
Mm-hmm.
If you and your woman never fight.
Oh, you got problems for sure.
When you finally do, it will be the one and done.
Yep.
I'm not saying go looking for a fight, but conflict will happen. Men and women, they say left, you say right. They say hot, you say cold.
Yep.
And that's just it. And so the iron, if you love anything, you're going to get frustrated because you love it so much. Because if it didn't mean that much to you, you wouldn't get frustrated.
Nope.
But if it means that much to you, yeah, you're going to get mad. You're going to get frustrated. And then you're going to come back. I'll never forget, and I don't like talking about this, but I'll talk about it here. I had a strongman meet, and I'm not very good at strongman. I really, I'm not very good at it. I love it. I love the log, and I'm horrible at it. I love stones. I love all the stuff with strongman. I feel too bad about the drugs, but whatever. It is what it is.
Yep.
Because I think this is so awesome. It reminds me of growing up in Maine where you had to work and move and lift and haul and chuck this and that. I love it. I love strongman. And I prepared for this meet, and I thought I was going to take, and I took everything I had learned in the other meets, and I poured everything because I just wanted a place. I just wanted a place in a stupid meet so I could get a nationals qualification. I wasn't going to go to nationals. I just wanted to qualify. That's all I wanted, and I missed out by one place. I was so frustrated. I got in my car, and I probably cried for half an hour driving around, just absolutely angry and just frustrated. You know, slamming the steering wheel, saying, what more do I got to do?
Exactly.
And you know what? The iron's like, well, obviously, more, kid, because you ain't done enough. And that's the ruthless iron. It's like, well, are you gonna let me win? Are you going to quit? And I'm like, you jerk, you know?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to quit. I'm going to wipe my tears. I'm going to take a break for a day or two because I'm beat up from the meet. But I tell you what, I'm going to come back and I'm going to kill this freaking stuff.
Absolutely, man.
And I don't talk about that story often because people think crying is a sign of weakness. But, man, if you are passionate.
Not really.
And you cannot contain. I definitely wasn't going to laugh. So if you're not going to laugh, you're going to cry. It's going to be one or the other.
Yep. Those are those anger tears, man.
Oh,
and they're good.
God. And they're good. I mean, I had to go drive in the country because I know if I drove in the city, I was going to have some road rage. And I just, you know, that's the ruthless iron. If you want it, you got to go get it. And I don't care. It taught me, that meet particularly taught me, it doesn't matter if you thought it was enough. It doesn't matter if you thought you had done everything you needed to do.
Yep.
The results didn't bear it out, buddy.
Nope.
So,
and you know,
there you go.
Well, and you, the funny thing about it is, like, I'm looking behind me. It's all out there waiting for me, man.
Oh, yeah.
it's not going anywhere tonight, and there isn't anybody strong enough around here to carry my garage, my tires, or stones off this property. All you're going to hear is a big, and now they'll be dropping their nuts on the ground. You know what I mean? So, you know, you know what the thing is? You know, you can look at iron in a lot of ways. I mean, it is ruthless, but it is also your best friend. I mean, you know, I remember my buddy Richie, and at RVQ, if you're out there and you're listening, call me, man, because I can't find your phone number, but give me a holler. But here's the deal. I remember him always saying two things here. The iron never lies.
No.
He said that for years to me. And second, his thing was always, if people only knew what was behind this garage door. And I'm like, we used to laugh our ass off. And it was also, too. You know, my brother-in-law and I, you know, he'd come over at times before they had all the kids, and we would train at night no matter what. If it was snowing all day, he came because we got the big spotlights all over the house. And the big joke here was always, you know, we'd carry the Hoosa steel stone. The snow could be up just below your knees. You're hardly tracking it all. You know, you fall forward. The stone goes down in the snow. You roll over the top of it, laughing your ass off. And the inside joke was always, while the rest of the world's nice and warm and safe, we're out getting the leg up on whoever we're going against. And that was always like the big drive mechanism that, you know, you're out here and it's freezing cold, it's snowing, you can barely see in front of you, you got to wear all kinds of shit on your head, and you can barely see through those two peepholes in your hat, and you know, you can't. It's hard to wear gloves when you're doing it. So you got your fingers all taped up, and you're trying to carry this stone that's so iced up that's trying to slip on you. And your hands, the tips of your fingers are freezing. And you know what? You go to put it on that barrel so you don't have to clean it up out of a foot of snow, and the goddamn barrel's frozen on top, and if somebody's not down on the other end, you go to put it down after you've gone as fast as you can. Guess what? Rolls right off the top of the barrel and flips right into the snow, so now you do got to pick it up. So, look, at the point of the matter is with all this stuff is this. It's going to break your back, it's going to break your balls, and it's going to injure you. Sometimes, like me, I had to get surgery. You know, it's going to happen to you, all right? But it's a constant companion when so many people come and go out of your life. It's always there. Now, obviously, you own it, so it's going to be there. But metal resonates in the atmosphere. You know, people say, well, it does. All that metal out there is alive. I don't care if it talks to you or not, but it does talk to you. Because take a stone sometimes and really concentrate on it and just kind of quiet yourself. And turning that stone 30 degrees will either make or break you lifting it. And if you think I'm full of shit, go to Iceland and try to take that 418-pound Husafell and try to lift it the way maybe normally would, and it doesn't come off the ground. And then some wise guy like me is watching you and says, turn that 45 degrees. Next thing you know, it's coming off the ground and you're going around the sheep pen. So all that stuff resonates energy. There are fields all around you. And it's like, I listen to a lot of the shit. There's stuff going on silently. And that stuff is sitting there. I said this to you too, James. That Husafell stone, I feel, calls me every day, man. It's like, why aren't you here yet? Why aren't you here yet? Am I going to break your fucking balls the third time? Or are you going to be man enough to pick me up and make it around? Maybe once, maybe one and a half. Maybe you're in such a rage, you do 50 meters twice. Who knows? But I think you need to have that in your life because you need something that's pulling you in, drawing you to it. And the only way you're going to get good at it, you're going to have to create. There's got to be this. I think Steve Jack kind of put it this way with the Husafell stone when he went there. It's like a good woman. You got to learn her curves and all the idiosyncrasies to eventually, whatever you're going after, to win the battle. So, you know, once you kind of learn these things, you know how to zig and zag and get along and all that. Well, the Husafell stone is the same way. I know her curves, man. I know where she lays. I know where she sits. And I also know it will be the love of my life the minute I pick that thing up and get around. But I also know that she could kill me in the process. That's the attraction I have to this ruthless iron and stone, man. It's the attraction of, you know what? This thing could put me 10 feet into the ground if it happened. And I think that's, I'll shift right to you. I think one of the things to me more than anything now is, and it's always been, it's the danger. This is dangerous stuff, man. And I think everybody likes to teeter on that a little bit. And some stay with it and some don't. What's your feeling about that?
Well, some would say call it a zone of danger or heading into the danger zone. But
yep.
From the last meet Saturday when I don't know if you've seen the video of the meet, but I missed the 1873 tries.
Okay.
Now each time I can feel my legs go into full extension. I can feel my bones starting to shift.
Yep.
Scared the hell out of me the first time.
Yeah.
And the second time and the third time because I'm thinking I'm pushing it. I'm pushing it closer and closer each time I try this. Okay. Now,
yep.
I haven't told many people, or I don't know how much people understand, but the first lift I did at the meet, the absolutely first lift, was the neck lift. In the first attempt, I pulled something in my hip. For some reason, something pulled in my hip. And I'm like, oh,
yep.
great, awesome. Can't wait till the end of the meet. No, it's going to be right off the bat. Great. This is going to be fun. Last lift I did was the 1870.
Oh.
Now I'm feeling that part go pop.
Yep. Yep.
But, you know, feeling the bones do that and facing that fear three times. I'm like, something might bust. But I'm gonna give it hell. I didn't drive 9 hours to wimp out about it.
Right.
If I'm gonna get hurt, getting hurt in training's okay. But if And getting hurt when I'm not training is just stupid. But if I get hurt during a meet, there's nothing more glorious than that, because that means I went until something broke.
Yep.
Whether it's the equipment or me. And anyone that's been training any amount of time, if they think it's about training out the weaknesses of the body, when it's really about training the weaknesses out of you, if you don't get that after a few years of training, you should find something else to do. Because it is anything. The body is just a vehicle. It's just a means of making you, Eric, or me, James Fuller, stronger as a person. It's a crucible. You know, your gym out back is a crucible.
Yep.
You're heating it up. You're finding out any impurities in the metal. That's called dross, and we get that out of there. You know, that's that ruthless iron, because it is going to tell you what's weak every time. It will never lie to you about what's weak and needs to be improved. All you got to do is listen to it.
Yep.
So what if it's not what you want to hear? Do you want to get stronger? Yes or no? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, then do what it's telling you to do, stupid.
Yeah.
That's the ruthless iron.
And you know what the funny thing of it is? You know, all we read these days is, you know, oh, I had to go see this one, or, you know, my self-esteem and this, that. And I'm telling you right now. Go out and become a student of iron. And I mean, not, you know, it's not going to be a 90-day program. We're talking, you're going to be involved in it for a long time if you really understand it. You're never going to need to go see somebody to sit you down and say, well, you know, I understand your feelings are hurt and we need to do this and that. You know what? Bullshit to all that. You go out there and become a student. If you're going to get knocked down so many friggin' times. You're going to learn how to build a mind that's going to be like a steel trap. And I'm not saying you won't have times where things affect you, but you're not going to need to go to run to somebody with your thumb in your mouth and say, oh, please help me. I don't know what I'm going to do. I got news for you. If you can survive the shit we do, all right, and do that for decades, people will call you crazy, but I got news for you. I've met many a crazy. And I got news for you. Not only are they stand-up men and women, but they're the kind of people that I want on my back, all right? I want to know that they're there, because they will protect and watch over me just like I would for them. So if you can go out there and make a big, big achievement year after year with this, and get away from, you know, you got to get away from this bullshit with all the media going on around you. And I, you know, I understand the whole thing. We're lucky. We can Skype. That's all part of this media. There's some very positive aspects of it, but don't immerse your life into it. Like I was telling James, you know, we had all the video shit and all that, but not tons of it. My parents were not big, but you know what they say? Get outside and play. You know, whether it was organized football, baseball, basketball, or we'd be, like, taking our bikes and crashing them into each other and, you know, all kinds of crazy shit that kids do. But you know what? That's the same approach you take with a weight room, where you're, you know, you're always dangling a little bit. You know, anything could happen. But it's building such an aptitude to learn how to take care of yourself and make goals and fail and win. And fail and win and freeze and sometimes you're on your knees, like James is saying. You know, I cried. I've cried out there before. I've cried out of rage, man. I've thrown shit almost through the wall, the cement wall. I've thrown 25-pound plates across. I've thrown them at people. All right, believe me. And the thing is, this is what you know. What I like about, especially the iron, the ruthless part of it. It makes you go through so many. You invent yourself over and over again, and by that I mean I always say you're building a better you. And what that stuff does to you, it will test you every goddamn piece of your humanity. If you tell me this, if you can't survive, if you can survive that, you're not going to need anybody grabbing you by the hand and saying, "Well, I think we need counseling." I'd be like, "You know what I think you need? I think you need to walk the opposite direction. And I'm going to go the other way." What do you think about that, James? What's your feeling on that?
I would say, yeah, come on, I'll show you my counseling room. It's right over here in the driveway. Here's a Thomas Inch dumbbell. I'll pick that up. You pick up this one over here. Okay, do this a few times. Does it hurt?
Yep.
Good. Keep doing that. Yeah?
Yep.
Absolutely. We're wired. I don't care how civilized we are. We are wired to excited about something.
Yep.
It used to be with warring, either warring tribes or with animals attacking the family or the tribe.
You won't help me.
And I think that's where sports came from. We need that high. We need that excitement. And I don't know why you wouldn't want to have some excitement in your life. And people talk about, well, you could get hurt. Yeah, and you know what? I drive for a living, and I could get killed in a freaking car crash today or tomorrow or the next day. So why not?
Or you go out with some girl, right? Or you go out with some girl you're madly in love with for 3 months, and she dumps you on your ass, and you're fucked. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So why not go and do something you want to do on your terms?
Yep.
That is dangerous. That is exciting. That is compelling.
Yeah.
I don't know why you wouldn't want to do that.
Well, you know,
it's
what
just
it
like
is?
When we were kids. When we were kids, I used to think, oh, I want to be tall like Dad, and if I can, I want to be taller than Dad. And if you know, and you're a little kid, you don't understand, but you sit there and you think, I just want to keep growing and growing and growing.
Yep.
And you're like, I wonder how tall I'm going to be. And I'm that same way with lifting. I don't know how long this journey's going to go. And who cares? I'm just going to keep riding this pony until it's done, until I got to get the, you know, hip replacement for the pony, you know, and then keep going. Whatever I got to do. I'm riding this thing as long as I can.
Yeah.
And why not? Yeah. You know, I'm at that meet this weekend. I'm one of the youngest guys there. Everyone else is 60, 70, and 80 years old. There's like one other person younger than me. Everyone else is like 60 and above.
Yep.
And they're killing it.
Yeah.
Just killing it, you know?
Hey.
Yeah, and you know what? They ache.
Yep.
But you know what? They would ache if they did that or not.
Well, think about today's man, okay? Most of them by 40, they're done. 35 probably now. Yeah,
no,
they're done.
No, because men aren't men anymore.
No, they're not. They're a bunch of little pussy asses that want to be something to everyone. And I got news for you. Contrary to what you hear mainstream women don't like wishy-washy guys. And is so far advanced, they'll always say they are. I only will date women that train. I can't go with a conventional girl. It might be all right for a little while, like a novelty or their pet. But after they find out the hours I keep and what I do, that doesn't last. Now, it'll last for a while with even the girls that are very physical. But, you know, a lot of times the personalities are a lot alike. You end up grading on each other, and you end up wanting to kill one another. So, but what I'm saying with this whole thing is you're definitely a different animal than the majority of people out there. And you're right. When you say we're wired differently, definitely wired differently. And we're like the leaders. You know, my father always said, be a leader, not a follower. And I totally got the deal now. You know, like I told you the stuff I've been doing with the barrels. You know what, man? I didn't need anybody to tell me to do it. Or if I had somebody like you around, you say, hey, I respect what you say because of what you've done. But what I find with really, really inspired, passionate lifters, no matter what they do, they always find a way or they find something new to try, no matter how nasty that iron is. You know, that bond, you know, the other night when I benched those barrels with the York Circa 1969 bar, which I love, me and the iron and I, we melded together, and that's what I think is the most important thing. I don't care who you're with, what it is, you have to build a relationship. That out there is like that silent girlfriend to me. It's like the one that will hurt me, but I still keep coming back to her. The one that gives me sometimes the greatest pleasures of my life will be there tomorrow, and it might say, you suck today and tough shit, all right? But the idea of this is what teaches you the highs and lows of life. And you know something, they're never really that low. And that goes for everything. Now, people have problems. I realize that. I'm not unsympathetic to it. We all have had some bad things happen to us in our life. But you know what? How long are you going to stay down in that life? How long are you going to let that claim your soul? And when are you going to stand back up, dust off, and say, you know what? It's time to get back to that ruthless iron, or it's time to get back to my business, or it's time to go see that person and make amends with them. Because you know something? You never know from day to day who's going to be around today and not tomorrow. I just think that to develop I'm talking from a male perspective. Men, I can tell you myself, I'm Italian, I hold a lot of grudges. I've tried to stop a lot of that shit. Because you know what? It eats me. It doesn't do me. People that don't like me through the business, if I'm wasting my time worrying about what they say or do, I'm not putting my 150% into the business. So when it comes down to it, for you to get to where you want to go, no matter what it is, You've got to evolve where the little petty things this fucking world thinks about all day long, this is not part of your life. And I know because I've dealt with people that are good people, and I'm like, I don't care. What do you mean you don't care? I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. I know the score. I'll do what I got to do and keep preparing myself. And I'll send this right back to you, James, but here's what I say. I've said this on so many shows. I might even said it on ours before. Here's the best way to prepare for the worst, no matter what it is. Strengthen your mind and body to the point where nothing, and I mean nothing, will break you. It might put. I said the other day to Bill Hinburn, I've said I've been on bended knee so many times in the last 3 years, it's a wonder I have a kneecap on the right leg anymore. And he started laughing. He goes, that's a pretty good analogy you just came up with. You know something? If you don't stay down and get back up, no one's going to keep you down. So take it away, James.
It's just funny. It really is the strength to carry you on. I mean, it carries you on through life. You know, I just wish I could help kids understand that, the younger kids, you know, to them is, it's just working out. And I get that, because when I was a kid and I was 13, 14 years old, you start to see the other guys getting a little tall, a little bigger. Okay, I'm going to do this working out thing so the girls know that, you know, that I'm now masculine, becoming a man.
Yep.
And so the other men, other young men can know I have arrived. I am here as well, and I will be competing with you for the same two-legged deer. Thank you very much.
Yep.
You know, and it's just, it really has so much to offer you. And it's everyone who ever does a sport understands strength training. Oh, But to be someone who trains simply to attain more strength, that blows their mind.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to the top athletes in the world, and they'll just shake their heads at the fact that we just get stronger. You know, to them, they don't see that it is an end in of itself, you know, and what it does to you mentally. I mean, physically, but I mean, you start realizing, you know, it's like they say, it's always darkest before the dawn. There's a lot of truth to that. I don't care how rough your life is. I've had rough spots mentally, and I've had rough spots physically.
Yep.
It was the darkest point. But I know enough from experience by doing this enough over years that I'm about to hit on something big. I don't know what it is, but when you know things can't get any worse, they're going to have to get better.
Oh, yeah.
So you just got to power through it. It's really that simple. I know, you know, the words are coming out of my mouth. Yeah, big deal. I'm telling you, the secret is just work and more work and more work and more work and more work. Oh, by the way, after you've done it for 20 years, the answer is more work still.
Know what the greatest thing about it, too, is this. It becomes an enjoyment, you know, when people say to you, what are you going to go out in that weather for and lift? It's, you know, 10 below. Really? I mean, I'm not even thinking about shit like that. I know what the weather is, and I know that I've got to prepare for it with what I wear. But after that, it's another lifting day. It's another day to go out and make a mark. It's another day to go out and do something real positive. And more than anything, it's another day to just to go out and test my pride, see what I can do. Or is it going to do me? That's what it's all about. And, you know, if you measure, let me put it this way. If you can measure, that would be the best way to put this. If you can measure or bottle what we do and throw it in a classroom of 10-year-olds and get them to the point where they're buying into this and they don't know how it all happened and how they inhaled the power of the gym or wherever. Let me tell you something, man. You know, can you imagine what you'd be turning out now? And all this baloney that's out there, it wouldn't be happening, man, because you can't defeat people that are strong mentally and physically. Oh, you might knock them back. Everybody gets knocked back. That's a very good possibility. But you know what it is? You have, like I said, that mechanism in you that is going to say to you, you know what, Eric or James? You ain't failing, man, and you're not giving up. Because if you give up, you're going to build a pattern of giving up. And you know what? The last thing I want is that ruthless iron to kick my head in. It's done it a million times as it is, but I don't want to walk away like whimpering like some little friggin' schoolgirl, okay? What I want to do is I want to go in there, win, lose, or draw, and do the best I can. And if you have, you know, James and I were talking about how can we reach the younger kids and what can we do? Well, I've said this from the beginning. This is the platform we're using. I've told them a few things we want to do down the road. It's going to all happen. And we want to bring in a legion of family, of kids. I don't care if you're 6 or 25 in that bracket. If you get the kids between 6 and 13, and we can bestow all this knowledge on them and the video, and they need help, well, they can contact one of us or all of us. It doesn't matter. And we can create an environment like that. And what you do is you create a winning environment. No one said it's going to be easy, but you know what? As I said before, lifters, the ones that really understand it, are some of the finest people I've ever met in my life. They can think you're crazy. You might look extreme, whatever, but I got news for you. You'd rather have them than some weaselly little guy that would run when the first goddamn ball hit the ground, all right? That's what you don't want. And, you know, it's the same way with women when you hear, oh, he's really sensitive. Really? That's good, man. So when you go watch your girly flicks, the two of you cry on the couch. You know, I'm not saying be not sensitive to the ones you love. Look, if I've had people say to me, I'll give you a little piece, I don't say much. I've got my sister's children. She has 6 of them. But the younger ones are between, they just turned 14 down to 6, okay? Now, I've had people say to me at family parties, because I'm always like the fun uncle, all right? I'll go out and play ball with them till my arms fall off or we got to eat. The adults are all up there. Or if I got a chick with me, she's like, are you coming up? Yeah, in a little while. Well, that little 5 minutes turns into an hour and a half. And they're like, aren't you going to come up? No, I'm like, no, because they're only going to be this age once. And I love spending this kind of time with them because this is how my grandmother was with us. I never forgot that. I thought it was, she thought her grandkids were so important to her. I mean, I can remember I'd be playing like Ozzy in the house. And I'd say, hey, Grandma, what do you think of that? Oh, I really like it. Now, I know she didn't like it, but she wouldn't screw with you like that. Her grandkids are so important. And I always said, you know what? Kids or no kids, man, nieces or nephews, I'm always going to be that way with them. And I always have. And I enjoy them more than the adults. And I'll tell you why. Because their minds are being shaped. And I want to be a part of that shaping and give them the things I can deliver them. Now, I was over there on Mother's Day. We were all over my sisters. And my two old, they're all pretty good athletes. The three girls are unbelievable. My oldest one, Natalie, she's running with the varsity. She just turned 14. And, I mean, she's like coming in 12th place. And she's like a gazelle. And Suzanne is next. Suzanne's about, they're all tall and lean, but Suzanne is very powerful. And then little Madge just turned 8. You ought to see this kid, James, do a handstand and fall into a wrestler's bridge. I call her the spider. I've never seen a kid climb, I mean, not afraid of shit. When I was watching her playing soccer last year, it had girls and boys. It's the funniest shit, man. She's out tackling guys, knocking them on their ass, and she's a peanut, dude. And my sister laughs. She goes, you know, they'll call up. Her name's Madeline, and we call her Madge. And she says the boys will call up and say, Mrs. Penna is Madge home?" And it's funny as hell. You know what I mean? It's like it's awesome. So, the point of the matter is like Suzanne, powerful as hell. Now they've got a long yard, and we were, you know, I was playing wiffle ball with them. You know, I was the pitcher. You know, you could see every time she wanted to kill the ball. She was cracking them over in the neighbor's yard. And I'm talking, you hear that thing, man. It was a solid blast, you know.
Yeah.
And she's going out for shot. She runs shorter distance than Natalie. And I think she came in second place last week or the weekend before. But she loves, like, all the big shit, the throwing and all that. So I think she's going to really pursue this, and I'm going to be right there watching her because I love all that shit. But I know I went off the path a little bit, but the point of the matter is, you know, we got to get these kids, man. And if they don't have the good home structure, and even if they do, you know, sometimes they'll listen to you more than the parents because they think they know more. And this is important. You know, we get the six-year-olds to the 13s, and we can structure some of them and get them believing this stuff and understand what being physical and mental is all about. Let me tell you, that would be the greatest gift I could ever give our family here. Take it away, James.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's really hard. There's so much information out there. There's so much disinformation out there.
Yeah.
So many people just want your money. They just want your
money. Oh, yeah.
You know, if you come to us and you need some help, whoever you are, I don't care how old you are, I don't care if you're male or female, whatever, if you want some help, get a hold of us. We'll help you. And the thing is, like for example, if I was giving advice to Eric, if he said, hey, James, you have my shoulder, what do you think? And I would tell him. Now, the reason why I would give him the information I gave him was not to say, well, see, it's an exercise I came up with, and I'm helping Eric Fiorello. No, it would just be an honest, well, from what I know and from the mistakes I made, which is where I've gained all my knowledge, just by going, oops, that didn't work. Hey, that didn't work either. But this worked. And that's the kind of information we would give you. It's not something to say, my way is better. I can only figure out my way with the weights.
Yep.
Just like I can figure out my way with life.
Yeah.
I can give you some ideas of how to progress, but I mean, you're really going to have to learn how to figure stuff out, what works for you.
Yeah.
You know? And
absolutely.
So if you come here and you're a teenager, or if you're someone in your 50s wanting to get back into it, you know, we'll just honestly tell you what we think is the best way to go about it that we know of.
Yeah.
Is there going to be better advice than we have? Yes, of course there is going to be better advice, because we're not the smartest people in the world. We just got a lot of experience.
Yep.
You know? And that, to me,
experience is a key. I mean, not only that, you know, most people, like James said, you know, they're going to want to take the money. They'll write you some stupid-ass program that won't work. And this is one of the big reasons why the fitness market is the way it is, because I think it's an excuse, because I wouldn't stop till I found it. But I understand a lot of these programs are very expensive. You have these people training you that have no business training you. You're not a professional athlete, and your failure rate is going to be in the 90 percentile, no problem, if you don't hit 100. The opportunity to get hurt, the opportunity to be mentally destroyed, it's all there. So don't let your emotions and everything else going on around you cloud your judgment. You know, what I would say, anybody looking for any type of help, you know, research. You know, you can get a hold of me, you can get a hold of James. Ask us. If there's somebody you like on the show, I'll send you right to them, because there's nobody on here that doesn't know what they're doing or is authentic. So you have a catalog here of the best people in my eyes in the business here. I don't keep anybody around. I feel that is not good for the business or the family of listeners out there. And James and I were talking about, I mean, this is going to be the end all of everything. M&M and FBC, as we grow bigger, bring more people in, more writers in, more podcasts in, concentrating on entrepreneurship too, because that's a big thing. That all goes hand in hand with the lifting, the beliefs, the execution. All the shit is going to get joined together, and we are going to do some magnificent things. Now, we are already, Will Dinwiddie was on here the other day, and he couldn't have been more complimentary to me, and it was very well received and appreciated. He's like, you know, I know people say this, that, and the other thing, but he goes, do you realize what you've done? He goes, you have some of the best people in the world on this show. And he says, you're very, very good what you do. Your show is just unstoppable, the energy, the content, everything. Now, if I had a big head, I probably wouldn't even be talking to you tonight, and I don't. And the whole point of the matter is here, this is my life. This is what I do for a living. This is what I do. There's no difference other than I've said this before. If James was here right now, we were outside doing some shit, some stone lifting, some grip work, whatever we wanted to do, lift those big barrels, yeah, I'm probably going to be a little more vocal, maybe a little more rough around the edges with language at times. But if you were sitting somewhere with me, it'd be just like you hear us on the podcast. There's no difference between me here sitting talking to James and James and I sitting. He would have loved this place I went today, Navona. They do an old world Italian pizza. They're small. USC, the owner, I met him. He's the one who makes it. They have a brand new oven right from Italy, and it's 750 degrees. That pie cooked in 3 minutes, and it was by far one of the most delicious pizzas I've ever had in my life. And all it was their own dough, their own sauce, using fresh mozz and basil leaves. And I'm telling you, and cooked in a 750-degree wood-fired cooker like that, the browning of the crust, let me put it this way. You don't need any of those deep dish crust-filled cheese bullshit pizzas. I mean, probably most people wouldn't like what I got here. You go to Italy, that's how it is, man. And this thing was phenomenal. And that's what I'm saying. If we were sitting in Navona right now having a pie and a beer or a shot of bourbon or a big pitcher of water, it'd be the same way we're talking right here. So, you know, I'm gonna leave it with this, and then James, I'll send it to you. You can summarize anything you want. Give out your info. Let me give mine, and just hang on the line. But you know, when we're talking about ruthless iron, we're talking about building relationships. We're talking about driving the Italian tank or whatever you are. All right, German, Irish, I don't care. All right. But what I'm saying is, like we say at the end of the show, we don't follow the path, we make the path, okay? This is what you've got to do in your life. And the iron, as ruthless as it can be, will be the teacher that you always wanted. But you have to put in the time, the weeks, the months, the years, the decades, all those great things. Go out and learn yourself over and over. Teach people. Don't keep what you got because everybody knows this much more about that. Go out, and I always say, you know, be a steward of strength. You know, like don't be afraid to go somewhere if someone asks you a question in a store and you're talking and other people are coming over and listening. Go out and speak, man. Go out and spread what we talk about. Go out and lay the leather on somebody. And that I'm going to leave it there, James. Summarize anything you want. Take your time. Put out, you know, your Facebook, all that stuff. Let me do mine and hang on the line if you would, please.
Like you said, you know, the days, the weeks, the months, the years, they're going to pass one way or the other.
Yep.
So you might as well do something worth doing. You might as well do something exciting, something that's going to make you a better person, not just for yourself, but for your family, for everyone you come in contact with. I can't recommend getting stronger enough. I don't care how you do it. I don't care if you use it with logs. I don't care if it's with iron. I don't care if it's with stones. Whatever, a combination of those. And you are going to be able to go anywhere in this world. And I don't care if you guys can't talk, but you can work out together. And you will respect each other. And that will be around the world, I guarantee you. You will never, ever be at a loss of respect with other people that are strong because nobody can ever give it to you.
Nope.
So, nope. I tell you, when you're starting out and you want advice, don't go for the pretty packages. There's some good products out there, and there's some products that look like great products. But like Eric said, do the research. Has this guy done anything with that information, or this woman? Have whoever's selling you or trying to sell you something, what have they done? What gives them the right to speak? I'm not big on the alphabet soup next to someone's name of letters of I'm a qualified trainer through this, a qualified trainer through that. How about someone who's traveled to a bunch of meets all across the nation or at least across the region? I mean, anyone can train. Anyone can say they know how to train you. But when you've paid your money and you sent in the registration to go compete in the meet, and to put yourself on that platform, and you're either going to look like an ass or not, because you've either done your homework or not. And I tell you, you want something to light a fire under your tail? I try to get as many people as I meet to compete. They're like, well, that's not my thing. I go, well, no, I'm not saying try to be the next Olympic champion, but
right.
You put an X on the calendar or a circle on the date of this is meet day. All of a sudden, you feel the pants tighten a little bit because your balls just get a little uncomfortable because the meet's coming up and you've got to perform.
Yep.
How many times do you see people training and get the same look, the same strength years and years out? Not people that compete.
Nope.
So do yourself a favor. Train hard, train smart. And that ruthless iron is always going to be ruthless to you. It's always going to be the adult to your lifting child.
Yep, absolutely.
And that adult is never going to tell you what you want to hear, but it loves you, so it's always going to tell you what you need to hear.
Yep.
And all you got to do is take that advice. Stop working tricep work when lockout isn't your problem on your press.
Yep.
If it's getting it off the shoulders, that's a shoulder and trap issue. Stop working and lockout. Stop working. You're fine with that. You got more than enough tricep strength. Do what the iron is telling you to do. It is so easy to get strong. Just do what the iron tells you to do.
It is.
And if you have any questions, get a hold of Eric. Get a hold of me. It's going to be straightforward advice. And I'm sorry, but Eric and I have been around the iron so much. We talk a lot like the iron, so we're not going to tell you what you want to hear.
Nope.
We're going to tell you what you need to hear.
Yep. The iron to me, Jim, James, is... It walks with me just like anybody else, you know what I mean? It might not be standing on two legs, but it's walking with me all the time. I could be anywhere in the world, and I'm always thinking about something with it. It's always prevalent in my life, and that's the way I want it to be. Can I do other things? I do all the time. Can I socialize with people who don't lift? Yeah, I have. I do. I mean, it's not a big deal to me. What happens with some people becomes a big deal to them, and not in a constructive way. And you know, I hung out with most of my friends were Italians, and we all had quick tongues, man. And you know, when you grow up around a big family, you know how to talk the talk usually. And you know, you start shitting on me, you're gonna get it right back. So you know, and that's not doesn't even matter. But you know. This was a killer show, and you know, I hope everybody, if you haven't started lifting or you're on the fence about getting back, like James said, contact either one of us, or go out and listen to some of the other shows. If there's other authors, you know, that are on the show that you love to hear, I'm telling you right now, you could listen to any show out there and you're going to get something big out of everyone. It's just going to be up to you. Are you going to apply it or not? So I didn't mean to cut you off, but anything else you got, my friend, lay it out.
Anything. If you want to see what I'm doing, come over to Strongman Archaeology Facebook page. On YouTube, the channel is 61PWCC, as in 61 Power Wagon Crew Cab, because that's a truck I used to own a billion years ago that I missed dearly.
Cool.
But you want to see some of the crazy stuff I'm doing, more than welcome to. You can leave comments. You can contact me, message me on Facebook. I'll take the time to help you out. I just want people to get better. I want people to get excited. Yeah, it's going to be hard, but you know what? Life is hard. So why not make it as hard and as rewarding as you can make it? You know? I mean, you got to go to work. You got to do this. You got to do that. Why not have something in your life that is yours?
Yep.
And yeah, it's going to make you mad. It's going to make you cry. You're going to want to break stuff, and you may break stuff, and you may be like Bob Peoples and throw all your equipment down the hill into the brook, and then
I love that.
Go back down
That's
and
awesome.
Get it, bring it back up again.
That's
so
awesome.
What? That's life. That's living a great life than doing than doing nothing, you know.
Yep.
And compete because you want to be around other people that because it's the only time that I'm in a room full of people that I don't feel like I'm the craziest one in the room.
Right.
Because when I'm in with other lifters, I can't tell who the craziest is. We're all crazy.
Yep.
But it's the best thing in the world, you know?
It is.
So compete, even if it's not, quote-unquote, your thing. I get that. I get that you don't want to necessarily be state champion or national champion. I get that. Just go for the fellowship.
Yep.
I mean, going to a meet is fun, but being in the meet and hanging around with the other idiots who just don't know that barbell's minding its business. I don't know why you want to go mess with it. It's fine sitting there on the floor. Why do you want to pick up that 600 pounds? Well, because it needs to be done. You know, there's no explaining it. Getting strong is one of the most beautiful things in the world, and it's one of the most frustrating things in the world. But it's going to reward you. I'm telling you, you're never going to regret. Geez, I wish I wasn't so strong. I've never heard anybody say that.
No, me neither.
So, you know, I can't imagine Eric. Oh, you know, James, I'm too strong. And I've been depressed, and I don't know what to do about it. You know, no, it's never going to happen.
It's not going to ever happen because I, like you, I'm always looking for another way.
That's right.
So what, you got anything else?
No, that's good. I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy to be lifting. I'm happy to try to help others lift.
Yeah.
You know, with you.
What it's all about.
What a better thing to do than to help others. I mean, you get to a point where you're not going to be able to lift the big weights as much as you used to. But you can still help others. There's still stuff you can do, you know?
Yep, absolutely. Well, all
thanks
I can say
is... on. I appreciate it.
That, anytime, James. It's a pleasure. We'll be doing a lot more shows for a long time, and it's very rewarding to sit here with somebody that really has that same style, passion, and yet is so willing to give, man, because, you know, like we said, well... For $109.99, you get my secrets. I'm like, bite me. You know, that you can go to hell. So we'll leave it at that. But this is Motivation Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. We're sponsored by Dr. Wong's Essentials, www.docspreferred.com. Unleash your strength with relentless metabolic endurance through 100% pure, wholesome, organic foods. Athlete's Choice is the only product with the ultimate results you're looking for. And contact Steven at primalcreations@aol.com, Facebook, STEPHAN, period, SANTANGELO, period, 75. And don't forget, next Thursday is it. Enter in. Just get into this. I mean, we're giving away an 8X club. The 19th is it. The 21st, we're going to pull the email. All you got to do is go out to Motivation Muscle, click it. Or you go out to motivationmuscle.com/club. All you got to do is put your name in, your email address, and you could win a $240 club. With we're doing this with Donnie G and Fardino, so check that out. Good luck to everybody, and you will be on a show with Donnie and I doing Motivation and Muscle. Don't forget the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. That's a free ebook on Fiorella Barbell Co. And also, Strength Times Power Equals Success in the Winner's Circle. If you like what we talk about here, I'm on my own with it, but I'll tell you what, I carry the water, no problem. They're very reasonably priced, and I'm telling you right now, take a big shot of commitment and a bigger shot of action, and you're on your way. FiorellaBarbellCo.com, MotivationAndMuscle.com, we're on iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. Everybody has, and we appreciate it. If there's a show you'd like James and I to do, just get a hold of me at FiorellaBarbell@NICAP.R.com, and I'll leave you with these 5 things. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give them any words of wisdom, inspiration, anything. You never know what these words could do for somebody. Secondly, as my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to give somebody a smile or a hello. You never know what that person's going through and what you could do for them. Also, if you're going to go out and lift tonight, crush them, press them, pull them. I don't care. Whatever you got to do, squat them. If you're going to lift some stones, turn them into dust. And as the great Hoosa Steel Stone says in blood red, domination, man, the crusher, we are domination. We don't follow the path. We clear cut it. And everything I write on, and I get people sending this to me, I do this. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. Don't walk around it. Go right through it, man. And, you know, as I always say, no one's going to clip our balls. And as Russell Furr said to me, who's been listening to the show from the beginning and who's been a guest on the show, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping through my speakers. That was one of the nicest things anybody ever said to me, man. And it's like, we're going to be doing that to the day we sign off 25 years, 30 years from now. Wait till we're 25 or 30 years older, how funny that's going to sound then. James, awesome show, man. Thanks for being on, sir.
Thank you.
You there?
Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Anytime, man. So for James Fuller, this is Eric Fiorello. Well, James will be on in June with us, and he's going to probably send me a little bit of film we're going to put up on FBC to push out what he just did. And, you know, as I always say, be a steward of success. Don't stand on the side of the road and tell 100 of your friends about us, because even if you don't, we're coming for you anyway. So we'll have James on next month. We'll have this show up on Sunday. Don't forget, enter that ADEX Club contest and win a $240 club. Stick with us. I'm telling you, if you want to ride a winner, you got it here, man. Everybody, welcome to the family. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you next week. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.